Great Wednesday morning, beloved. It is good to share this a few moments together with you on this beautiful Wednesday morning in a brand new year of 2024. This morning we will be reading Matthew chapter 20, verses 1 through 16. And again, God's saving word for us this week is wisdom. And today's reading includes a parable about workers in a vineyard who are hired at different times during the day, but receive the same wage. Jesus uses this parable to teach about the kingdom of heaven. So let's begin. The kingdom of heaven is like this. Once there was a man who went out early in the morning to hire some men to work in his vineyard. He agreed to pay them the regular wage, a silver coin a day, and sent them to work in his vineyard. He went out again to the marketplace at 9 o'clock in the morning, and he saw some men standing there doing nothing. So he told them, "You also go and work in the vineyard, and I will pay you a fair wage." And so they went. Then at 12 o'clock, and again at 3 o'clock, he did the same thing. It was nearly 5 o'clock when he went to the marketplace and saw some other men still standing there. "Why are you wasting the whole day here doing nothing?" he asked them. "Well, no one hired us," they answered. "Well, then you go and you work in the vineyard," he told them. Well, when evening came, the owner told his foreman, "Call the workers and pay them their wages, starting with those who were hired last, and ending with those who were hired first." The men who had begun to work at 5 o'clock were paid a silver coin each. Well, so when the men who were first to be hired came to be paid, they thought they would get more. But they too were given a silver coin each. They took their money and started grumbling against their employer. "These men who were hired last worked only 1 hour," they said, "while we put up with a whole day's work in the hot sun. Yet you paid them the same as you paid us." "Listen, friend," the owner answered them, "I have not cheated you. After all, you agreed to do a day's work for one silver coin. Now take your pay and go home. I want to give this man who was hired at last as much as I gave you. Don't I have the right to do as I wish with my own money? Or are you jealous because I am generous?" And Jesus concluded, "So those who are last will be first, and those who are first will be last." All right, so today's key verse is Matthew chapter 20, verse 16, where Jesus concluded, "So those who are last will be first, and those who are first will be last." You know, in this parable, the workers in the vineyard, the ones that were hired last, they received the same wage as those who were hired out, first. And at first, you know, that seems unfair that they would receive the same amount, even though there were others, the ones that were hired first worked the whole day. But, the homeowner or the vineyard owner said, "Look, it's my money. I have paid you exactly what I agreed to pay you." And, you know, it's the same way in the kingdom of heaven. You may have been laboring for the Lord for 50 years, 60 years, 70 years, and yet somebody who comes to know Jesus, their Lord and Savior, yesterday, they will receive the same reward that you received, a life eternal in heaven with Jesus. And so it is good that God is not a respecter of persons, but he does, he rewards us in exactly the way that he said he would. You can depend on that. Let's pray. Almighty God, your ways are not our ways. Teach us what it means to be part of your kingdom. Your ways are transformative and good. May my words and actions this day reflect your generous and extravagant love and care for all people. Amen. All right. Our our Wednesday has come to a conclusion. And join me tomorrow when we will be in Matthew chapter 22, 1 through 14, where Jesus uses a parable about a wedding feast to teach us some more about the kingdom of heaven. Until then, God bless.